You know, our medical humanities research at the Neuroaesthetics Lab at the University of Suceava, we have been focusing on the ways in which art can help us work through dilemmatic questions. And working through dilemmatic questions is important because being in a dilemmatic state, being undecided, affects our well-being and can seriously affect our mental health. And art can help us to work through these dilemmas at deeper, more complex levels. For example, in the research that I published in the journal Medical Humanities, I focused on basically two questions. And these answering these questions implies a choice, and it is a dilemmatic choice. So let me address you these two questions. Would you sacrifice your time in favor or in the service of lofty ideals? Or would you rather allow yourself the pleasures of a more sensual experience? And by sensual experience, I don't mean extreme sensual experience or anything like that. I just mean being more mindful of your body's sensuality, being more mindful of your embodied life. Now, the answer to these questions, the question is that one should achieve a balance between a life dedicated to ideals, which helps one have purpose in life, and a life that is mindful of one's embodied state, which allows one to be in touch with other people in physical settings so as to experience empathy, the richness of empathy and embodied communication. So, in a healthy person, there should be a balance between living your life in the service of ideals and being aware of your embodied state. However, often under social pressures, this balance can be upset and it can become difficult to find it again. And this was the case with the poetry of William Butler Yeats, which reflects a dilemmatic choice at a time of civil war. And so his poetry can help us, can help individuals, helped undoubtedly individuals in his time to find this balance between living according to prescribed political, ideological ideals and according to one's own desires that stem from one's embodied experience in physical relation with other bodies and the physical environment. This is possibly, this is easily translatable to situations in modern life where you would have not supposedly the very high pressures of civil war. But you would still have situations where you tend to sacrifice so much of your time to achieve an ideal that that ideal becomes obsessive and it upsets the balance and so it negatively affects your mental health. And so poetry can help you in bringing you back to an awareness of the necessity of a balance and bringing you back through rhythm. Another somatic experience, but also through conceptual content, bringing you back to think about the importance that you should give to embodied experiences.